Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The state is not God. We don't live in a Western civilization. We live in a high-tech enslavement grid. We live in a re-education brainwashing camp. We live in a scientific dictatorship. Wake up to it. See how you're being manipulated, how you're being controlled. You're sent to public school and college to be brainwashed and dumbed down. Going back to Damon, who just joined us, he was talking about being sent to basically, I forget all the names of the classes I had to go to, the cultural classes, what was the name of the classes you were talking about, Damon? Because this has been all over the news. They've had it for at least 20 years. You have to go and tell folks again what you were taught in these classes at college.
It was called race and culture, and basically what happened was it was determined on a national level that University of Vermont was the whitest school in the country. Like, per capita, they had little to no
black. Yeah, but they all have it. They all have it.
And basically, there was some sort of protest over it, and all the beatniks at the school had, like, a camp out on the common and stuff. So the school decided, we'll promote a course called Race and Culture that will teach all the students how to be more diverse and accepting.
And again, the beatniks are CIA technicians. They're there to just make you guilty so you hand over your property and your guns. I mean, now you see the race cult. It's, oh, you don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. You don't want banker bailouts? You're a racist. You're like, what does that have to do with it? And they said, look, we're going to ban your free speech. That's what Kagan says. We're coming. We rule you.
Right. So what happened was, you know, Vermont, I mean, there really are very few black people that live in Vermont and Hispanics want it. It's mostly all white people. But it's not like, you know, I lived there, grew up there because my parents are racist. It's just the way it is in the state.
No, you're evil. Stop
right,
making
exactly.
Excuses. You
you're
need
right.
to die.
Found me out. I'm sorry. You're right. So basically, you know, here we are sitting there and we're like, what are you talking about? Because I went to a high school with all white kids, I'm racist. That's what makes me racist. And they're like, you're racist, whether you know it or not, you're racist. And I'm like, well, I thought racism was learned, so how can you learn racism if you went to a high school? This was the first argument I used in the class, and the teacher just immediately tried to shut me down in front of all the other students who were from New York City and from New Jersey and other states that had a more diverse culture, so to speak. So I learned right away. I was like, you know what, you just got to sit back and shut up. And I talked to my brother, who was a lawyer in New York City at the time, and he was like, you have two choices. You can fail this class, not graduate, or you can sit back, hold your tongue, and just put up with it. And it galled me to no end because I was like, this is crazy. That
no, I was being failed, but it didn't matter what class it was. If it had any writing involved with it, they would just, it didn't matter if it was anthropology, sociology, psychology. They were all doing it. And this was at ACC. I only went for 2 years to ACC. I thought, why pay to go to UT? Plus, I'd already started my TV show and was too busy. And I went and sat in at UT, and it was all basically the same story there. And it was, and so I just cynically would write what they wanted, and they thought they'd brainwash me and were like celebrating. And I was just thinking, these people are scum.
And I was just like, I got out of there, and I would never send my kids to that school. I don't care if they're like, oh, we want to go to the school you went to. I'm like, you're not going there.
Look, you end up paying, what, $60,000, $70,000 on average for your kid to not be able to get a job and to be brainwashed and hate their family. And then also Hispanics and blacks and others that go to this, they're just taught to think all whites are racist. See, it's a double-edged sword. See, oh, God forbid, these kids went to high school together. They're all getting along. These kids, you know, these white kids especially, you know, they were all brought up to be colorblind. We've got to inject racial politics into them to go to the next level. And they also know there's been a backlash by whites who then become very tribal because they see that they're under attack, and that plays into the program as well. It's very sophisticated mind control.
So,
Damon.
Yep.
Look, you're evil. Just admit it, okay? You want to apologize to everyone for being white right now.
Yeah, but, you know, my wife is from the former Soviet Union, so I got that going for me, you know?
Well, they're evil, too, okay? Just anybody who's white. You need to learn that, sir. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. I'm going to break down Machete. We now have the script. It's worse than I first said.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to try to hurry through Tony, Robert, Carlton, Matthew, Adam, and others. And then I'm going to get into the film Machete that we first covered last week. It got a lot of attention. Well, I guess we actually covered it on Sunday, so the start of this week. And I've now gotten the actual script. It's worse than I had first thought. It is a study in mind control and racial division via supposedly fighting racism, which is really just tribalism. It's divide and conquer. See, they don't want us to define ourselves by ideas and what we stand for and what we produce and what we create, the character of our deeds. They want it to all be about what group we're from so the government can be the big moderator, the referee over it all, while injecting the tribalism. We'll also get into Kagan. It's worse than I even thought, as usual. Totally anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, a monster for the Supreme Court. And we're going to cover the incredible developments in the economy, gold continuing its rise today, all-time records in the U.S. and Europe, global records in India, in China, amazing developments out of Iceland, bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. And what do the internal Homeland Security training manuals say? If you want to audit the Fed, or if you want to do any type of research, or if you want to protest banks robbing you, you're a racist. Like, what does that have to do with race? They just inject it in there as a smokescreen. By the way, guys, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and I didn't see it in my stack. Ron Paul says audit the Fed bill is a fraud, and he says that Bernie Sanders sold out. I need that article because I want to cover that. See, there were two different versions of the bill, and the one that they passed is a whitewash, so we're going to get Ron Paul on in the next week or two to cover that as well. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Tony in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, do you know how they put fluoride in the water, right?
Yes.
Well, I've been doing some research on that. And from what I can find, which isn't much because there isn't much on it, but...
Hey, do this. The reason you're having trouble talking is you're listening to yourself on the radio. Why don't you turn the radio off?
Hold on.
Yeah, that'll All work right. a lot better. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You know how, yeah, I've been doing research on the fluoride in the water.
Yes.
And from what I can find is that human beings, they have the ability to regrow teeth. I'm not sure if you knew that or not.
Sir, you're going to need to go ahead and finish up your point.
Okay. Well, from what I can learn, fluoride actually diminishes the ability to do that. So it actually causes more money to go into the dentist practice.
Well, I'll tell you this. The average dentist is brainwashed in dental school and told that sodium fluoride is good for them. But once they see the information, they then wake up to the fact that it's a fraud. My dad is a dentist. And they also discover that it isn't just fluoride being put in the water. It's hundreds of chemicals, toxic waste from aluminum manufacturing and fertilizer manufacturing predominantly. Also nuclear weapons, uranium purification. The byproduct is then dumped in the water supply. And that's why for 4 years, the American Dental Association recommends children do not brush with fluoride now. And it says on the back of the toothpaste bottle, it's poison. Now, as for regrowing teeth, I appreciate your call. I believe you're mistaken. I myself am not a dentist, but I did work for several years as a dental assistant. If your teeth are loosened or even knocked out, they can be reinserted, just like a finger can be reattached, if it's done quickly. And then the ligaments and the bone will grow back around the tooth. Okay? Homo sapiens sapien has three sets of teeth. We don't just have the baby teeth, and then the second wave of teeth start coming in at around age 6 on average. It varies. There's also the wisdom teeth that come in between 14 and 20, depending on who you are. I kept my wisdom teeth. I had room. Most people, of course, in primitive times, ate rougher foods. So you'd wear off your molars by the time you were 13 or 14, and so there would be spacing. And then when the wisdoms came in, it would push them together. But because we eat soft processed foods, most people don't have room for their third set of teeth. So... I don't want to get off into it with you, sir. The average dentist is not running around going, you know, I'm poisoning people. They're brainwashed. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. It does cause dental fluorosis and causes the teeth to be brittle, though, and doubles your chances of bone cancer. That's just a little bit of it. Let's go ahead. Fluoride does do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Go ahead, Robert.
Not to mention the fact that it's not approved, Alex.
It's not what?
It's Nazi approved.
Well, yeah, the Nazis, but if you speak out against the Nazis, you're racist. Anything the government does, if you're against it, you're racist, okay? I mean, if you're against a ham sandwich, you're racist. If you don't like bad weather, you're a racist. If you don't lick boots and worship government, you are a racist. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to call in. I'm with the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. I'm a Hispanic American, and my mother came here legally, so I feel like she's kind of getting cheated because she had to go through the frustrating process of coming here legally when other people are kind of just like slipping through without having to kind of put the work in into the process. And I'm not for, you know, this machete stuff. I'm not for the division. Divide and conquer is a tried and true method, and that's what they're doing here.
Well, absolutely. And again, I was contacted by Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew because they say they believe it's going to cause a backlash against Hispanics. Because here's the deal. Most Hispanics are not into this Mecha La Raza business. But large portions of recent immigrants are. It's taught on the college campuses to the intellectual future leaders of this race group. And then anyone who isn't for it, who's Hispanic, is basically going to be intimidated into acquiescing to it. So it's a way to keep Hispanics on the reservation, not learning English, not integrating into society. It's a way to ghettoize. The heroes in this film are illegal alien gangbangers. And, look at Mexico literally collapsing. And that's another issue with the immigrants. Legal immigrants come here legally because they want to follow the law, and we have the most open policies in the world. The illegals, many of them, are fleeing corruption in some cases, but also fleeing justice. A large percentage are criminals. And meanwhile, it's discriminatory against citizens that if you or I drink four or five beers and get pulled over by cops with beer cans in the car, we're going to jail. Well, it's on record that the illegal aliens are just let go because the judges let them go. Robert?
Well, you know, another way to look at it is this new movie that's coming out is very similar to Dolomite or Black Caesar or, you know, some of the black exploitation movies back then. You know, they were put out there to kind of foment a displeasure between the racial groups. And that, you know, once you start the ball rolling, it's like a snowball. You know, they just get people agitated, and everybody's going to see red. They're not going to the reason kind of shuts down.
No, that's it. It's even got me seeing red, and I've got to control myself because I haven't done anything to anybody. I mean, I really genuinely like everybody and want everybody to have freedom and private property and guns. And then it makes me uncomfortable. And it's meant to all make us feel uncomfortable around each other. And now I'm becoming conscious of this, and I'm getting more and more uncomfortable, and that's exactly what it's meant to do. And that's why we need people to stand up and repudiate this and speak out against it. Robert, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Carlton in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about first. I want to thank you for educating me on many things about the false left-right paradigm between the two parties. That's one of the things that catches people up today, I think. They just, you know, they want to put a Republican and replace a Democrat and vice versa. But it's not about that. Both parties are controlled, correct?
Oh, that's racist. Nope, the banks are good. World government's good. The healthcare takeover's good.
Well, you know, when I was in college, I went to the University of Pacific in Stockton, California, and they were teaching international relations back then. And they were all for the UN. And I didn't know much about the UN. I still don't. I haven't really researched it out, but
It was created by the Pentagon in 1945. It's a CIA globalist front to control society and turn everyone against each other and bring in world government. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you read the book of Revelation in 13th chapter, it talks about the beast, and it seems to indicate that everyone will have to take a mark. And I don't know if that's the chip, like you said, the RFID chip. Is that what it's called? Or RFID?
Yes.
Yeah. Or some type of a mark that would make all of us bow down and worship like, you know, people did during Rome's time. Caesar is Lord. Basically, it seems like it's moving that direction with everything being universalized. Food production, the Codex Alimentarius, you know, when I read that.
Well, it's far worse than that, sir. Over a decade ago, they already had vaccines that attack your brain, eat holes in your brain, and change behavior. They attack certain areas of the brain, and that's being promoted as mother's milk, and that's the new thing. And they say, don't worry, it's a patch we put on your arm, and you're never going to be depressed again. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, it's pretty scary.
Mind control vaccines. This is openly being announced by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, really?
Well, good points, my friend. I appreciate your call. Matthew, Adam, and others, then my machete review coming up with a live at PrisonPundit.tv at the bottom of the hour. I forgot to go earlier.
one major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 13th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,236.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,269.80, $634.90 for a half ounce, or $317.45 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,269.80, $634.90, and $317.45.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Matthew in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, this is Matthew San Antonio. I can speak to the audience, first-hand account, street level, to exactly validate your concerns, what's going on. I've experienced it. I've been called a racist myself, and I am Hispanic-American. What we got going on here in San Antonio, We Are Change San Antonio, is always on the streets, and numerous times we've been called racist when the majority of us are Hispanic. We've been called racist for handing out documentaries.
So just any political activity now, because your films are the films you're handing out are basically about the globalists blowing up the Twin Towers, and that's racist.
Oh, yeah, and it gets even more extreme than that. The big weekly newspaper here in San Antonio Current, had a vote for Citizens San Antonio Best of 2009 or 2010, and the third in that activist category, the third pick voted on by everybody in San Antonio, the third pick was Communist Party. The Communist Party got the third most votes of activist group of San Antonio. And that's true, because that's all we see on the streets. You could turn on public access here, and you're not an activist if you're not wearing a red shirt, if you're not down with the local foundation-funded group, which heavily promotes Mexican pride, total racial anti-white person. It's so extreme and ludicrous. I've had people tell me, well, I left that foundation group because they promote extreme racism. They think all white people are bad. And not only that, but, I mean, there's more to that, but I just wanted to tell the audience that, you know, we do experience everything you're talking about with the film Machete, the radicalization of the Mexican police. It's totally true. I mean, we're experiencing it.
And this is Matthew Medina, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, look at what they're doing. I mean, this is going to create racism on both sides, which is exactly what they want. When, in my experience, you know, spending a lot of time down in San Antonio when I had family that lived there, everybody was getting along great.
Yeah, you know, that is there. And then, however, the big foundation-funded organization here, the Esperanza Center, they have a heavy influence in San Antonio. They got mad influence here. And they are the organization that is promoting, they're the fourth foundation, Rockefeller Foundation-funded organization here, heavily promoting everything you're speaking about. And we've had to deal with them firsthand. We had one of their people come up to us, and she called me a coconut, which means brown on the outside and white on the inside. And she said this and that, and we tried to reason with her and talk with her, and the chick actually threw a punch at me. She threw a swing at me, and I you know, it's crazy. And we put that video on YouTube, and I got all these replies. Hey, you know, my friends were in that group, and they left. At our monthly We Are Change meetings, we meet at a vegetarian restaurant. The guy, the cook, came up and said, hey, you know, there are a lot of young activists out there who are hungry, and they want to do something, but they're caught up in the Esperanza Center, and it's promoting...
And if you're a real activist, regardless of what color, you're exposing the phony wars. You're exposing the staged terror attacks. It's not left or right. You're exposing tyranny and corruption. But the right wing's got its things you're supposed to do, or you're not orthodox. And then the left wing's got its foundation-funded system, where the way Hispanic Americans, or anybody else for that matter, are supposed to be radical is Che Guevara, Joseph Stalin, garbage, and it's the government is pushing it. What do you want to say to Robert Rodriguez, who's put this film out? Because I now have Hollywood insiders that have seen it. They say it's worse than what the trailer even shows, and I now have the script, and it is worse than I even imagined. It's actually religious. I'm going to cover that coming up.
Robert Rodriguez, the blood is on your hands. The foundation-funded ideology and the philosophies are already there. Everything's established. The foundation is built. They just need that one marching order, that one first idea of actually making it go viral, of being violent. And Robert Rodriguez, this is on your hands. It's going to be bad news. It's already bad news when we're handing out DVDs and without some cult figure to look up to, you know, and they're going to make it hip and trendy, because as of right now, it's hip and trendy to wear red stars, hip and trendy, talk about communism and anti-capitalism and anti-white person. That's all hippie and trendy because it's funded by the government. It's funded by the global elite. And Robert Rodriguez, you should know better than this, being from Austin, Texas, and stuff is going to hit the fan. And down here in San Antonio, we're going to do everything we can to get these movies out and prevent that. And Alex is going to prevent that. But whatever happens besides that, it's all on you, Robert Rodriguez, and it's not going to look good. It's not going to be good.
Why were communist Hispanics angry at you for handing out videos that have nothing to do with race?
Well, you know, we walk around with the Science is Free DVDs, Infowars.com, and she started shouting, "Your leader is racist." And she was across the street, and we're a megaphone, and finally she came over, and she said, "Your leader is racist." And then we tried to speak to her and correct her that it's not about race. And she wasn't hearing it. She got upset. I told her about corporations funding this philosophy, and she threw a swing at me, tried to punch me, and walked away.
But you're saying the video came out and woke folks up. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are an hour and a half into this live Thursday edition, the 13th day of May 2010. Coming up in Ireland, in Greece, in many other nations like Iceland, they are now arresting the bankers. They're talking about actually going after the real criminals. Here's a headline from French news agency. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for a crisis. Here's France 24, national TV. Greek demonstrators say plutocracy should pay for the crisis. The bankers and the banks fund communism and socialism to consolidate the public's wealth. Communism is always funded by big money. Okay? It's not what you think it is. And we have a situation all over the world, but especially now here in the U.S., where people like Barack Obama was Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment funded, to go in and create racial division, create race cults, and to organize it around religion to make it part of the church. And going back to Cinco de Mayo last week, I was sent the trailer. It already had like a million views. When Fox pulled it, it was over 3 million of the trailer for Robert Rodriguez's new film that's coming out in September 3rd of this year, called Machete. And of course, the machete is the symbol of peasant uprisings in Latin America. And in it, they say this is a message to Arizona. And it shows groups of Hispanics with machetes, you know, killing the evil white racists. They deserve it. It shows, you know, attempted assassination of politicians. All of this going on. And I came out and really did a mild critique of it, saying I'm worried this could trigger race war because you've already got illegal groups and their supporters burning down buildings, knocking windows out in Santa Cruz, attacking police in Arizona, American flags being pulled down at government buildings, Mexican flags being run up, Mexican students who see themselves as Mexican nationals, other Hispanic students wearing American flags in San Francisco were told, go home, you can't wear an Old Navy shirt. Hispanics over the years have contacted me and said they're called porchos, coconuts, all these racist terms by other Hispanics if they aren't racist and hate white people, if they're free market, if they're not communist. This is all government funded on record. Well, it was much worse than I thought. Raw Story wrote an article implying there isn't even a movie coming out in September and then saying we can't even find the trailer. Like we were making this up is what is implied in the first few paragraphs of the article, which is insane. It's been all over the news. But that's the psych warfare. They just say, you're not telling the truth. There's no new world order. The bankers aren't robbing you. You know, the government health care plan isn't a ripoff. And if you say it, you're a racist. They just inject it. You're like, I don't like a ham sandwich. You're a racist. I don't want banker bailouts. You're a racist. It's just, it's used as a weapon of control. And after I play this new 10-minute video where we break down the script, and, of course, that's the big news. I got the script Tuesday. I read it Tuesday, shot a video Tuesday night. Aaron Dykes did a great job putting it together yesterday. We posted it this morning. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. But it's worse than that. The whole thing is meant to enrage Hispanics and make Hispanics feel like they've got to be anti-white, pro-gang member types, or they're not good Hispanics. And there's a porcho played by Steven Seagal, that means a rotten fruit, or Uncle Tom, who's Steven Seagal, and he gets killed by machete. No one can stand against him. And there's evil white racists murdering Hispanics, crucifying Catholic priests in churches, overturning altars, desecrating Mary, desecrating. I mean, this is meant, this is off the, I mean, this is mind control. I have never seen anything like this. Here's the script right here. Machete by Robert Rodriguez. And I'm going to give you a document cam shot coming up and I'm going to go over this. But every time the white racist, because all whites are basically racist, so they frame them as deserving to die, it begins with Minutemen murdering people on the border and showing the murdered illegal aliens as Christ figures on a cross. So it's blasphemous. And then by the end of the movie, they bow and kneel and pray to Machete, and he just literally comes out of the sky and kills Minutemen, and that's how the movie ends. So what's going to happen is this is manipulating people's religious beliefs, which is what the Ford Foundation has done. This is pure liberation theology. I've talked to now several Hollywood people who've seen the film, and they say it's worse than what I covered last week. Well, yeah, all we have was the trailer. And I now have the script, but I wanted to go to Matthew Medina, who's a good friend of mine. We Are Change San Antonio. They expose 9/11 as an inside job. They expose fake wars. They expose communism as a globalist operation. They're not left or right. They're just telling the truth. And he, of course, Matthew Medina, if you want to, you know, see him, introduced me in Austin to the 9/11 Scholars event. And this is meant to the Hispanics that contacted me who work for Rodriguez, because I saw the trailer last Wednesday or Thursday, got contacted Friday. Two people separately who are Hispanic, who worked on it, they said, we're really scared of this. We can't tell you what's in it because of agreements, you know, we've signed, but you're right on track, and, quote, we're worried about a backlash against Hispanics. Because it shows, in fact, it shows Machete with two machetes, blood all over him, the Texas Capitol basically on fire with smoke in the background, and he's got the machetes, and it says he's a savage who must kill. And so it's like, and the good guys are gang members, and they go into the armory and kill the militia people. And so now being in a militia is racist, now wanting to be for the Second Amendment's racist. This is pure ADL, pure Southern Poverty Law Center garbage. But I wanted Matthew Medina, because he called in, to be able to just to recap, because we just went live on TV as well, to recap, just trying to hand out 9/11 truth DVDs, the communist groups run up and say you are racist. So any political speech that doesn't agree with world government is racist, and of course they called him a coconut. But that's acceptable, of course. And again, there's a coconut in this film, Steven Seagal, but he gets what he deserves, and Machete says, how dare you sell out your race? And then he kills him. So, you know, the message is, kill the porchos, kill the coconuts, kill the gringos. This is political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. But Matthew Medina of We Are Change San Antonio, recap what you were covering.
Yeah, We Are Change San Antonio down here. We are always on the streets, and we have been for 2 years now, handing out hundreds of DVDs a month. So we are always on the streets, ground level, street level, dealing with the people. Here in San Antonio, there is a good relationship between Hispanics and all races. But, however, the young people and the people who want to be activists in San Antonio lean towards this organization, which is foundation-funded, Rockefeller-funded, Ford Foundation-funded. And we know from the Reese Committee that this is an engine, a tool of social engineering. So we do see those social engineering being placed in effect through the people. And here we are at a First Friday event months back, handing out DVD, and a group of people starts yelling at us across the street, hey, you're, and they're cussing at us. They're, you know, it's like you're saying, they're really mad as if, you know, we're treasonous. Hey, you're blah, 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 racist. And we're like, what? And then, so I start speaking to the next one. They cross the street and say, okay, they want to speak. No, they don't want to speak rationally. They wanted to, oh, you're racist. You're against Mexicans, yada, yada. And here we are, the majority of us, we're Hispanic Americans, you know, and she's calling us racist and we're trying to explain to her. And, you know, I know I'm dealing with a communist here, so I say, hey, are you for the corporations funding the ideology of a storming and revolution? She was like, corporations don't fund that. And then she got really mad, and then she starts calling me a coconut and saying, I'm giving in to the white man. And she's just getting really, you know, angry at me. And then as I turn around, she actually throws a punch at me. And she is pumped up. She is fired up. The social engineers.
And by the way, we have this video. It's on YouTube. But we can't play it because of her cussing. But for folks that want to see the video, tell folks the title.
The title is, this is in quotations, InfoWars is racist, unquote, - Rockefeller-funded activist. And you know, I advise caution watching it. Don't watch it around any young people. But yes, this is what we deal with in San Antonio right
you
here.
Also have the cops letting the communists hand out stuff by the Alamo on the street corner, but they always come over and tell you not to hand stuff out.
Oh, boy, that is a great topic, Alex, because that is true. And just recently, this foundation-funded organization had a big rally, I want to say March. They had huge banners. I saw pictures on the Internet, because I keep an eye on what's going on here. And they had huge banners, bunch of people, megaphone, going the same area on the side of the Alamo. A month later, we're in that same area. We got an architect's engineer's banner on the floor, getting ready to hold it up. Don't even have it up yet. And we get approached by park police. Oh, no, you can't have that. Can you have that? And we're like, yeah, we can. No, you can't. It's some double think trick. You know, he was all about Jedi mind tricks, trying to entrap us, trying to legally get us in trouble. But
Then he comes over and gets in your face and tries to intimidate you and then says, what's your problem? Trying to start a fight with you.
Oh, yeah, well, this has actually happened three times in the last month here, Alex. We're being targeted. You can't wake up the people about the global elite.
Oh, no, exactly. It's okay to attack police in Arizona. It's okay to burn buildings down. It's okay to hand out communist material because that's what the police, you know, they understand that's part of the team. But you are not allowed to go out and warn people peacefully, and that's because you are effective, Matthew Medina. And more people need to join your organization. You need to get on Access TV more. You need to, give people the alternative between the controlled right wing and the controlled left wing. That's all foundation, run. I'm going to play this video, but I really appreciate you being on with us. We've got to get you up here to Austin to be in studio with us.
Sounds great, Alex. Keep up the great work. We've got to warn the masses. I encourage all Hispanic listeners to get out there. In Spanish and English, we got to warn the Hispanic community because it's a setup. They're going to make us look bad just by a minority of Hispanics getting violent. So we have to be on this 100%. And I thank you, Alex, for giving this coverage because it is a legitimate concern that we deal with here in San Antonio. Thank you,
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, look, it's simple. Hitler tried to use radical Muslims to control the Middle East during World War II. And, you know, he was in North Africa with Rommel. That is, the German military was there. And in other areas, not just North Africa. And after that, the British and the U.S. went in and radicalized the Muslims. They'd actually done this with Lawrence of Arabia as well before World War II. And it came out in government documents that we've covered and put in films that they said we can't have first world Arab nations. We got to radicalize them and let radical Muslims overthrow these governments. And then in 1953, they used radical Muslims to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. Well, it's the same thing. They are going in the colleges and high schools with federal and CIA and Ford Foundation funding on record and trying to make Hispanics racist, trying to make them hate white people because they don't want us getting together against the New World Order. And that's what films like Machete are all about. Now, again, see, I told you so. We got the script. Rob Dew, a fellow from Hollywood that we know, has been by here, and I'm just going to leave it at that, confirmed that he's seen the film. It's worse than what we said, but I have the script confirming it. And I have another Hollywood source said, yes, I've seen it. It's off the charts. I'm just going to leave it at that. But here is the script. We've got screenshots of it in this video up on Infowars.com. Leaked Machete script confirms race war plot. And this is meant to make whites get scared of Hispanics, and it's meant to have Hispanics feel intimidated with this new cult hero who is literally Jesus at the end. He is God. Machete is God, and the religion is murdering white people, and the white people all deserve it. They're trying to kill Hispanic children. They're crucifying Catholic priests who are also Jesus, basically. I mean, it is, there will be violence from this. There will be attacks, and the media will try to cover it up. And I guess that's what Rodriguez wants. This is, and put out by Fox, of course. This is a mind control operation. Here it is.
This is Machete with a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
On Cinco de Mayo, I was sent a trailer for the new film Machete, produced by Austin filmmaker Robert Rodriguez, titled Machete. And white people are evil demons. They deserve to die. They're all racist. And armies of Hispanics have to hack up the gringos with machetes. And that's the Latin American symbol of peasant uprising. In the U.S. and Europe, it's pitchforks. And I didn't know what to think of it. And then I got separately contacted by two different members of Robert Rodriguez's crew who are Hispanic. And they said, look, we're afraid of a major backlash against Hispanic Americans. This is really bad. And I said, well, what's in it? And they said, well, what you see in the trailer and more. It's off the chart. By the time I went and tried to look at the trailer again, Fox, 20th Century Fox, was pulling it. It had 3 million views. They pulled it. They had put it out. The New York Post had attacked it. Fox News had attacked it, but they had suddenly expunged those articles because Fox was producing it. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And I talked to members of Rodriguez's crew, and they just said, look, we've signed on disclosures, but look into it for yourself. I put a video out, and I said, look, everything that's in this trailer is paralleled by illegal alien groups torching a restaurant, attacking 20-plus businesses, knocking out windows in Santa Cruz, attacking police in Phoenix, Arizona, saying we'll use our pickaxes, we'll use our yard tools, you know, to go after you.
We will take up our shovels and our pickaxes. We will use them against you. Believe that.
And so I simply pointed out that this is going to create division. This is a serious problem. And then publications like Raw Story made jokes about it and implied that the film isn't even real when it's on IMDb and been announced. That's the level of denial. Since then, I received the latest script of Machete by Robert Rodriguez. It's far worse than what we had previously thought. White people are racist scum that run around murdering Mexicans everywhere, killing them. It all parallels what the media is hyping. If you're against government health care, you're a racist. If you're against big government, you're a racist. It's a tool, a weapon. But it uses religious iconography, and it shows white people desecrating Catholic churches and crucifying Catholic priests. It has Machete with illegal aliens worshiping him as Christ, and that he will save them. It creates a racial jihad or a cult movement. It is unspeakable. We have the script, and this is all funded by 20th Century Fox because they know it's going to make a lot of money. And Robert Rodriguez thinks this is going to be explosive and that it's some radical thing for him to do. And all of this dovetails, speeches all over the country of professors saying the gringos are evil, Plan of San Diego, kill all whites, school teachers giving speeches saying the frail white people are scared, we are communists, we're going to get them.
These frail, racist white people want to keep us out of this country. This is not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
Yes.
At the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. We see ourselves, all of us here, as the northern front of a Latin American revolutionary movement.
Films are always at the forefront of propaganda in Hitler's Germany, in our own country. And this film paints whites as all.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, finish up with this new video we posted. We have the script. I'm going to go over some of the script, make some other important points. Then I'm going to open the phones up specifically for Hispanics that want to comment about this.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Kerostove. Kerostove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164. And ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, let's go back to my breakdown of the leaked machete script confirms race war plot. We've now confirmed that the Texas Film Commission, the state of Texas, funded this. They wouldn't allow a film about Waco to get any funding because that would make Texas look bad. But making Texas the scene of a race war is supposedly good. That's being added to Aaron Dykes' article right now at Infowars.com. Here's more of our breakdown.
Films are always at the forefront of propaganda in Hitler's Germany, in our own country. And this film paints whites as all a bunch of murdering racists that are trying to kill Hispanic children and murder Catholic priests and crucify them. It is unspeakably evil. And so you're getting the first look at the script, Machete, right here. And people are so concerned in the production of this that I'm getting all the information. This is Hispanics that are concerned about this. It is just so incredible. And in it, it has a false flag attack where racist whites hire a Mexican to try to kill the senator so that they can have a pretext to attack Hispanics. And you've got all these, you know, devout Catholics that are going to watch this and watch the gringo desecrating the church and crucifying Catholic priests. I read this script and we called the number and it is the official script. This is the equivalent of a Hispanic Birth of a Nation, the famous pro-Klan film that took the Ku Klux Klan from a few thousand members to 2 million members. And so imagine a film where black people are scripted as terrorist scum and trash. Imagine a film where Hispanics are put in that light. As a white person, I am insulted. And they say that anybody who's for border control, which every other nation has, Mexico, some of the most draconian, where anybody that is for sovereignty is a racist piece of trash. This is the mass mental illness that has created situations like California, where in San Francisco, Hispanic students can't wear American flag shirts because it's seen as insulting. Where school kids can't draw pictures of American flags now. That's on mainstream news because it's seen as racist. This is a cult formation. This is a mind control operation. And you'll see when this comes out in September, unless they edit it or change it. I mean, this is unspeakable. Robert Rodriguez admits now he's going to make a whole series of machete films. So he's creating a cult following for a racial hero. We have the script. And everything that's in the trailer is here and more. And it's worse than I could even imagine. We have video clips in Arizona where the woman says, we will rise up with the implements where we clean your toilets and do your yards with pickaxes. We will get you. That's actually in the script. They say in the script that they're using the tools of their slavery, their mops, their hoes, their pickaxes, to kill the gringo. This is all part of this liberation theology archetype that we actually see at rallies. All of this merging with reality. Yeah, there's a border crisis. Yes, Mexico's had 20-plus thousand people killed in their drug war. Yes, Mexico's collapsing. White ranchers in Arizona and Texas are being murdered. Police are being killed. But none of that's in the film. No, the narco-terrorist state that Rodriguez glorifies in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, where the CIA's our hero, all of this is supposedly validated. And you go through it. Over and over and over again, they use the racist term wetback, being spoken by white people, framing white people as just running around boiling with hatred of Hispanics. I just wish we could live in peace, but we can't live in peace with people like Robert Rodriguez, funded by the federal government and big foundations to create division. Then they have the employee of the senator setting up the federale to commit the assassination of the gringo senator who wants to control the borders. And Machete agrees, yes, I want to kill this gringo for this money. And it goes on, he says, for the good of both our peoples, our new senator must die. And for that, I will pay you $150,000 in cash. Throngs of people are gathered to hear the senator's speech. The citizen militia, led by Von Kerry, carries a sign of support for McLaughlin and other anti-immigration slogans. They wear caps marked Freedom Force. There is a Freedom Force. I'm part of it. Freedom Force is about auditing.
All right, folks, we'll be right back to continue to break this down. Stay with us and your phone calls. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.